Tuesday at 1 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard a very familiar klezmer tune, if any klezmer tune is familiar to you, perhaps second only to Hava Nagila. This was Chazen Kale Mazel Tov, Candles Orchestra, a recording from Victor 73299 side A, from way back. Somewhere in the 20s, I think, this recording was made. I don't have the exact timing information on hand, but I'm drawing this recording, this digitized 78 side, from a selection of digitized 78 sides that a kind stranger from the internet sent me, James Church, who had a selection of some 11 Jewish 78s that he was trying to sell, and I told him that I host a radio show, and he was like, okay, here's all of the digitized sides, which not only presents me with a great little batch of music pre-selected for my radio program, but also, brings some stuff into my life that though I've heard some of it before, I certainly haven't heard all of it before, and I definitely wouldn't be playing all of it on the radio this week. So this Chazen Kale Mazel Tov, again, an incredibly familiar klezmer Jewish music recording, one that, or composition, that is, one that is a piece to be played for the bride and groom at their wedding, which I think gets us pretty close to the heart of what this music is for. It's party music. And let's keep the party going with the other side of this record. Hope you enjoy it. That was Victor 73299 side B, Bagpolier Freilux, Bagpolier Song of Happiness, the English translation says. And this was Harry Candel, born 1885, died 1943, an American clarinet player and band leader who recorded a bunch of sides in the mid 19 teens into the mid 1920s. He, this tune, one that was perhaps, for those of you who don't go to klezmer jams, you're perhaps a little less familiar of, anyone who goes to a klezmer jam has heard this one. This is a pretty standard klezmer instrumental repertoire, and, you know, I think that there was a time where people were learning this straight off of the record, and then another time where people were learning it from taped copies of the record. Nowadays, it's just sort of entered into our collective klezmer repertoire ether, and people just they learn it from one another. But it's nice to dip back into these canonical early recordings, and nice for me to share it with all of you who might be a little less familiar. Thanks to James Church for digitizing this one and all of the sides that I'm going to play on this program today. Here's yet another one. Thank you.
Leute, was ist los in der Königin Street? Wer hat denn da rausgestellt? Ich will mir noch das Leben nehmen.
Nimm dir besser eine Wanne. Herach, jetzt bitte nach Lindlock. Ich tue mir mit 6 Monaten keine Rente. Warte, soll mich herausstellen. Wie lange ist der Schild zu warten? Bin ich gegangen und hab mich allein herausgestellt. Und jetzt, nach dir 10 Tudor, bring mir 1000 Pfennig mit 1000 Teller.
Jawohl!
Jeder einer, wo es vorbeigehen will, gib mir 1 Pfennig mit 1 Teller.
Soll doch jeder suchen, ob ich es mir schicke?
Nein, sie ist dann nicht schicke, weil er mich stellt sie heraus in den Street. Stellen Sie ja weg, ein Teller, man soll Sie ja anwarfen, ein Pfennig. Ich gebe jedem einen ein Teller mit ein Pfennig, weil ich bin Mönche Kapoe.
Sie bist der Mann, den Gott am Atune. So genau, so wünsch ich mir, als ich soll bleiben, mein Inge Almune. In ihr soll fragen noch dir.
Wo steht ihr zu sein an Almune auf der Welt? Ich geh dich, ich mach kein Katuwe. Der Ruch kennt sich hasser um, wenn dir gefällt. Da fülle mit dem Malach am Uwe.
Oi, a ghetto zu schenk. Wie der Leibig zu sehen. Und doch zu werden am Mann, als er kaufen, sind sich alle Wabler dabei, schön zu halten.
Oi, such mir nur Wabler, wer hat das getracht? Such mir nur Wabler, wer hat das gemacht? Wir Männer, wir wollten ganz schön. Doch jetzt bin ich an Eden gewesen, wenn ich aus dem Paar erspart und verdiebten den Eid Adat.
Zweig sie aus der Lesbe nicht, klingt sie aus der Gemassen war er heulig, weil sie kriegt der Kante und die Quetsche brieh.
Nicht der Quetsche schreien, gewaltig her, der Fieber ist uns so auf der Fliehe.
Gaseln wie Hosen ist kein Wiesche, die kränkt mir, ich habe eine schwache Ische. Es stärkt mich überall, es lassen mir die Gall, Gewalt, ich halte schon ihr Kopf.
Oi, weiß mir, die hat verworfen mit dem Käppel, wie ein Quatschke noch kaputt schlugen. Nun, Kircher, hebt sich auf, im Machatop gelegen, wenn sie wären sie gelegen. Christ ist mir die Zehnderle, mach mit mir kein Kinderle, hebt sich auf, im Machatop nicht gefegen.
Wer?
Sie.
Ich.
Gott, sie.
Ihr bin schon neu.
Steh auf, Deuter, hey.
In das Mittagsteiger, wo es mehr sah.
Wird er ich in den Taten nara.
Seht da, die Rätsel, ja, Mensch, mit Gitten, aber doch lieb.
Du sein, mir das vergnügen. Du sein, soll das von mir sein.
That was Anna Hoffman and Jacob Jacobs performing Moshe Kapoor Moved. Moshe Kapoor Moves. Victor 69675 Side A. And Jacob Jacobs was perhaps best known as a lyricist. Songwriter, lyricist, couplettist. That's his sort of long-term impact on the world, primarily, in that he wrote the lyrics to some of these most iconic Yiddish theater songs. Though what he's a bit less remembered for, because there's just scarcer materials out there, is that he was an actor, a very active actor over the years. And this is one of our handful of recordings we have of him. And honestly, listening to this, a recording that I've not listened to very much before, just sort of gives me goosebumps. There's something so, last week I played Aaron Lebedev, and he was a collaborator with Lebedev, and hearing these other works contemporaneously that were less well remembered, I guess, is the way to put it. There's something so amazing to dip our toes into other repertoire that just hasn't made the same impact on the collective Yiddish theater memory. So, really, really happy to have these sides. Thanks again to James. And here's the other side of this 78.
Over Schrappmann.
Was will ich lehnen? Man teiere liebe Mutter in Leut.
Was meinst du?
Geulen, was fragst du? Mutter meint Mama. In Leut ist Leut.
Nun, warte.
Ich bin gewähnt krank. Du selbst in dir zu hören.
Ja.
Ich hab gemuckt, hab Ton.
Was meinst du?
Sie geht dir gut, hab Kitte.
Nun, warte.
Ich hab vier im Apralle, a Kitte, in zwei Bedrin.
Was meinst du?
Ja, du bist so schwer zu verstehen. Vier Rims, mein vier Kinder. Heißt einer Prahle, einer Kitschi. In die zwei Bedrin ist ein Zwilling, zwei Mädler.
Du Vater?
Ich hab ein Neufis mit einem Bookkeeper.
Was meinst du?
Er verkauft Teufels auf Jan Kippen.
Heute ist ein Gold und Land aus Amerika.
Gewinnst ist Amerika, er tritt auf die Stimme. Gewinnst ist Amerika, Columbus ist Medina. Gewinnst ist Amerika, er tritt auf die Stimme. Gewinnst ist Amerika, Columbus ist Medina.
Ich hab gehört, dass dort ist du ein Gast, und hey, dort lobst du nach Benje.
Dort ruht mein Bulbete, mein Verkäuf, drei Fahrradpenjenje.
Dort geht keiner mit der Fies, schreit mein Vetterelje.
Dort läuft er immer Wuggen und fährt in Riese, hat am Abrelje.
Die Babo rennen dort kein Babo mit, nur Ladies schön am Ticken.
Die Mädchen sind dort kein Mädchen mit, am Mäut, hey, dort a Chicken.
Du, die Brutigkeit bin dort, du, so wird keinem mit Nimmis.
Schab du ihr da Machel dort, in Etzlag sie da Zimmer.
Die Gassen sind in Dorf und Schwein, die Menschen sind in Freie.
Im Mittengard fällt ihr in Kopf rein, ab Bäckerl und Schmerz am Feier.
Doch hat mir Hasse ne Ostin, die Kreuz da Wetter Spiegel.
In Eider, man kriegt sich nur ein Rimm, legt wenn du Zins in Wiegel.
Amerika, gewinn am Mut, ein Land in Indien.
Jetzt ist dort ein Erdestrohl gepackt mit Galizianer.
Ja.
Nehmt uns das Land Amerika.
Gefängst ist Amerika das goldene Land. Dort macht man sich vermiedens mit der Fehlerhand. Da goldene Medina, bewegt sich ganz immer. Die Glitzer leben dort von allen Menschen glatt. Gefängst ist Amerika mit leidigen Fähren. Kämen dort und werden euch auf viele Fremde. Dort ist nur so kein Freunde, dort macht man das Harmonie. Gefängst ist Amerika, man hat doch jetzt verpasst.
That was another side from Anna Hoffman and Jacob Jacobs, this one called A Gris Fin America, Regards from America, Victor 69, 675, Side B. And this one, similar format to the prior, is in the form of a little introductory comedic skit followed by a comedic song. And this one, of course, fits the theme that we hear across so much of this era of repertoire, particularly the stuff that Jacob Jacobs touched, and that would be songs about America, about the interaction between American language, or rather English and Americanisms, and Yiddish language and traditional Jewish and Yiddish culture. It's a great little recurring theme of this era of Yiddish theater music performance, and one that I would say is a very sort of pleasantly enacted here in this tune, and just glad to share it with you. Here's another side from the collection of James Church.
Father, in thine to leave.
was Shema Kaleinu, a piece of the Yom Kippur liturgy performed here by Regina Prager, also known on the record label at least as Madame Prager. And this is Victor 65258, Side A, from the collection of James Church, courtesy of James Church. And this recording is very interesting. First and foremost, this is a woman singing important Jewish liturgy, which is, well, not unheard of, not something that is spoken about all that often. We've been hearing more about it lately because of the work of a scholar and musician, Jeremiah Lockwood, who has been collaborating with a number of other performers and academics, including Judith Berkson, to bring this music to the world. But this is a really beautiful example of this unique and often ignored piece of Jewish religious history and Jewish musical history. Regina Prager was a theater performer and performed in choirs. Also, of course, as noted here, sung liturgical work for Jewish religious services. And this is a really sort of special, you know, gem of a recording, and one that I'm very pleased to be able to share with everyone and give some historical context for. And I'll share the other side of the record right now. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. That was Schenkt in Eduve, performed here by Regina Prager, the B-side of Victor 65258. And this is, a Yiddish theater song that pairs well with the liturgical piece on the other side. This song is a song of poverty, of despairing, and while perhaps thematically that is not exactly aligned with how we talk about Yom Kippur liturgy per se, it is certainly tonally related in that both are a plea and both are a something of a begging tone, a begging song. So interesting that they chose to pair these together on the same disc. But it, they do both show Madame Prager in a rather similar sort of begging mode. And with that, I'll pull another disc from the pile. Hope you enjoy. That was Yosela Rosenblatt on Victor 17448, Side A, performing Amar Rabbi Eliezer, a popular liturgical recording and melody from the, I believe this was recorded in the 1920s or so. Rosenblatt was and is an immortal superstar of the cantorial space, and is incredibly well remembered for his just very emotive and beautiful recordings of Chazones. This set of lyrics, I believe, translates to: Rabbi Eliezer used to quote Rabbi Hanina, who said, "Scholars increase peace in the world, and is written in holy scriptures, when all your children have learned of Adonai the Lord, and will have been taught the Torah, his teachings, their peace shall be great. One should not understand this reference merely to your children, but rather to them as your builders. They who love the Torah have great and everlasting peace, and they will not stumble on life's path. May peace abide within your surroundings, and prosperity within your abodes. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I say, peace be with you. So this sort of rousing message, this rabbinic message, this is places it as something of a scholarly song and a devotional song, and one that is supposed to have a very specific educational impact on the listener and perhaps also the performer. Yeah, there's another side to this record, as with all of these, and I'll flip it on over right now. Hope you enjoy. Was Zoreitz Tzedakis, performed by Yisela Rosenblatt, the B-side of that 17448 Victor disc, and another cantorial liturgical piece that, you know, is the crux of what Rosenblatt is famous for, though he also made a film appearance, a famous film appearance. And I'll just tell you a little more about him. He was born in 1882 and died young at age 51 in 1933. Born in Russia, died actually in Palestine. And he was a just an extraordinary singer with this incredible cantorial voice. Though he wasn't trained in the opera as some of his other Golden Age Cantor contemporaries were. He made a huge splash in the world of Jewish liturgical vocal performance, and also appeared as an actor in the first major talkie film, The Jazz Singer, alongside the famed Al Jolson. And he died of a heart attack in Jerusalem, tragically young. But the sheer number of 78s that were released of his work give him this almost outsized footprint in the world of Jewish music, in that his 78s are certainly the most prevalent Jewish 78s. Whenever I have the opportunity to get my hands on a Jewish 78, it's like a weighted coin flip. Maybe 75% of the time they're Rosenblatt 78s, and the rest of the time it's anything else. And not to say that I don't love them, but, you know, at this point I'm looking for the anything else. That said, if you've got Rosenblatt 78s, or any other Jewish ones, that you don't have any use for, you should find a way to put them to use. Shoot me an email at borschtbeat@gmail.com. That's B-O-R-S-C-H-T-B-E-A-T. Anyway, here's another disc from the James Church collection. Thank you. That was another Candles Orchestra side, this one Victor 73008 side A, Dance of the Hasidim, Flaskadriga. And this one, I like that it's called Dance of the Hasidim, in that I'm sure the idea is that it's a Hasidic dance, but the phrasing just makes me, and I guess the either way, it does make you picture a bunch of Hasidim dancing, which to me is a lovely little illustration, a mental movie you can watch while listening to the recording. And this is foundational stuff. This is the klezmer canon in our hands. Pretty cool. And hope you guys kind of get the picture on that. Anyway, why not? Let's dig into some more. Thank you. That was Azoi Fleift Mein Anaschwieger, or as the translation on the disc says, putting it over on my mother-in-law, exclamation point. And that is another Candles Orchestra side, Victor 73008, side B, and another piece of just like major canonical instrumental klezmer, something you'll hear at a jam if you go to a jam. And this is essentially the source, or a source, for that. Something that we sort of take for granted. I mean, it's from 100 years ago, 103 years ago, 1921. But really, it's we couldn't do it without these archival recordings. These are the basis for our practice as musicians, as music listeners, as participants, concert attendees. We've got it because of this, because of the work done by Harry Candle and Victor Records, and because of what was once a thriving market for this stuff, people buying these records and giving the label a sense that it was a profitable market. We could use a little more of that here in 2024, but hey, I'll hop off my soapbox and let you listen to another of these classic Jewish 78 sides.
Mendel Talabende, Nutschleppsachin, Als was rufen soll er sich?
Jente Telebendi, das darf er nicht selten, ihr sollt das auf besser schwagen.
Schwag allein.
Euch bei der Schämt, ich wollte das mir ein bisschen, kann ich mir der Feind mit der Ische.
Euch mir ein Mann von Kick und ein Nonner, tut es wohl in der Ritze. Geht zum Politmann auf den Korner, der Seil in die Masse in der Tentin.
Euer sich gedenk, seht ihr die Kränke, setzt er sich noch nicht im Weg.
Euer Brot, mit ein Koch, wenn es rasch ist, seht ihr Flop.
Oi, die Schenkalerie her und so geht dir.
Die Backe, Mama, geh in den Tag ich schwer.
Machen sollte es dir auf Dampf in Kapachier.
Hatten Bessie Klapp und Fett, Corona schier.
Oi, bist du ja Padja, sei ihr auf mir.
Werden sonst die Schein, die Kapuche von mir.
Ob das Rast was schäfe.
Ob die Rama geht.
Wir sehen noch die Effekte.
Ob die Rast bei Fett.
Alle Bessie Glocken, wo sie noch verrein.
Alle Markenstouren, wo sie kennen sein.
Den Harzen, die Rastow.
Die Backe, die Brot.
Die noch kränken soll.
Der, die letzte Schiere.
Backe, die Begierde.
Wollen wir was empfehlen?
Oi, bin alle Sassen.
Sollen wir noch Tassen?
Genau in dem Bewahrt.
Arif, die ist das Tassen.
Ei, 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 doch noch der Haar geht. Jente Telebendi, ich will anschleufen, in Amerika will ich anschleufen.
Aber weiß ich es mir, wie?
Dem Brandwehr.
Die diese Kinder war, wo na Mann? Darf ich sein überbeten?
Ah, du willst doch überbeten, wo sie kriegst du denn?
Ich krieg dich.
Oi, freg ich bei dir, ist so schön.
Nicht so lieb mir, ist die Kriege bein.
Das Mann in Wab, darf doch dann heilig.
Sie hat so gesiegt, was sie kriegen dann heilig.
Oi, no gene gekrieg, no gene geflog.
That was Schwieg Telebende from Anna Hoffman, who we heard from earlier in the program. And that is Victor 6789 Side A with Gus Goldstein as the other voice. And this is just like such an excellent, excellent example of comedic Yiddish theater. This is Anna Hoffman's famous Yente Telebende character, an archetype of a loud-mouthed, sort of crass woman who is a source for a lot of these character archetypes, especially the Yente as a gossip. And a lot can be said about this recording, but there is this sort of intangible feeling of this being just a perfect example of some of the kooky energy that we get from the Yiddish theater, something that is really impossible to recreate, or at least hasn't been recreated, and something that I would love to experience firsthand. I mean, I think the closest I've come to hearing something like this embodied is with the Culture Congress theater group featuring Shane Baker, Miriam Chaya Siegel, Yelena Shmulinson, and Alan Lewis Rickman. They really, in person, manifest in front of you, recreate something that I think comes fairly close to an approximation of what we might have gotten from these great performers back in the heyday of Yiddish theater. But fortunately for us, we also have these wonderful records. And another side to this one, quickly before I have to run off.
Mendelssohn Bende, sag, wo soll mir Vater euch nicht um dasselbe Recht wie ihr Männer?
Mendelssohn Bende, doch, sag recht.
Also, ich habe dich lieb. Mendelssohn, sag mir noch, sag, wo soll du, also ich viel mal kommen? Sag, wo soll mir Vater euch nicht sein, den Soldaten?
Als sag recht, Mendelssohn Bende, sag, wo soll ich viel tausend Männer werden ausgehärgert? Sag, wo soll nach vor tausend Vater euch nicht ausgehärgert werden?
Ausgehärgert soll zwischen werden. Herr Mann, Herr Schellfuhr. Ich bin ein Jidene, in ihr schelt nicht, in er schelt. Wenn ihr so keine Schelten, wollt ihr dir gesucht. Ach, ich und dann tassen Tassen heran, als wären sonst übergefuhren von einer Puschfahrt. Als liegen sonst in der Trenche 2 Wochen, als fuhren sonst der Rafen die Kopf auf Submarine. Nu, Waber, ihr könnt etwas helfen.
Sie können, sage nicht schelten, in alle Weibel, die ihr Waber nicht geboren geworden.
In alle Weibel, die ihr Männer nicht was schaffen geworden.
Babo,
Die Frauenzimmer leiden so viel immer, weil die Männer will nicht Herrscher sein. Immer sehnen wir nur Damen dann, er will für alle Männer sein.
Als euer Gott beschaffen, mir so sein, die Sklaven fragt ihr, was hat er gemacht, das euch? Also klein, klein ist die Frau, in groß, groß ist der Mann.
Warum so viel, wenn ihr Mörder seid, sind nicht ihr Kinder, oder ihr Gitarre
ab. Aber als wir heiraten mit Acht, haben wir den Klang.
Der Zufa-Babärchen sucht den Pussy-Klang.
Nein, den Pussy suchen wir für Männer ab.
Aber wusste ich nicht, als du fabelst dich, lass doch dir den Pussy ohne sie.
Mir liegt bei Jachen gut, es dreht mich durch.
Other side of that wonderful Yente Tele Bende 78 from the wonderful Anna Hoffman and Gus Goldstein called Weiber Yente geht auf Milchome, Yente goes to war. And more of the same as far as the quality and amazingness of it, but I love that we can be transported back into this old, different world. And that's about all I have time for. Thank you again so much to James Church for providing me with these digitizations. And it's just provided for a great hour of radio for me and hopefully for all of you. And I got more. So next time we'll hear some more of this stuff, hopefully. Here's a clip of my grandfather talking about the good relationship he had with the security guards at the front desk of his retirement home that he lived in.
The security loved me.
I know.
If anything is, I'm a part of a discussion that is for everybody. Yeah. And they open up the discussion, and then you see Max and you see dudes.
Thank you very much for listening to my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook, at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. And as I mentioned before, you can reach out to me via email at BorschtBeat@gmail.com. Till next time, have a great week.
Kost doch nicht kein Geld, als am ist doch gleich Wertel, sagt man auf der Welt. Der Pfarr sollt ihn nicht glauben, sogar den größten Held, weil sie so grün und lieb hat, kost doch nicht kein Geld. Hei, la, hei, la. Weil sie sagt, nun lieb haben, kost doch nicht kein Geld. René hat Kavalieren, was ich hab viele Stieb. In jeder einer Schwertier, hat er hat sie lieb. René ist doch kein Narlieb, in der sie alle gehen. Weil wenn sie schweren Liebe hier, singt sie das Lied. Ah, sie sagt, nun lieb haben, kost doch nicht kein Geld. Adam ist doch gleich wert, er lässt doch wenn auf der Welt. Der Pfarr soll viel im Blut, sogar dem größten Held, weil sie da grün und lieb haben, kostet doch nicht kein Geld. Hey, wie Jutelma, ha, ha, Mama! Der Pfarr soll viel nicht glauben, sogar dem größten Held, weil sie da grün und lieb haben, kostet doch nicht kein Geld. Am Mädel schwert an Alten, sie liebt dem Gura Schreck, der Alter meint sie Semmes,
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Homestead School, Montessori Education, preschool through early college with campuses in Glens Bay and Hurleyville, building the intelligence, creativity, connection, and skills for an ecological future since 1978, thehomesteadschool.com. And from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy, one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. And from listeners like you.
Well, it's one for the money.
On the next Fresh Air, we begin R&B, rockabilly, and early rock and roll week, featuring interviews with influential performers and songwriters. We hear from Elvis Presley's guitarist, Scotty Moore, and from Carl Perkins, one of the early rockabilly musicians. He wrote and performed Blue Suede Shoes. Later, it was one of Elvis's early hits. Join us.
Listen to Fresh Air Monday at 2 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. Streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.